what's up, guys? I'm Sudie.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're the Pop Broke Girls. Happy Friday, y'all.
Mi gente, ¿cómo estamos?
¿Cómo está, mi gente? Shout out to everybody listening to us via Latino X Radio. Yes, the family, LXL, LXR family.
I was like, SXL. I thought you were doing like a t-shirt size. Yeah, XXL.
Guys, we aren't dropping our merchandise yet. Just
yeah, no, lots of acronyms.
Yeah, lots of acronyms. But here, we're back at it again with another Friday episode of the Power Broke Girls.
Yes.
Guys, how's your weekend? Well, it's starting today. It's
so how was your week?
How was your week?
What That's week what is this in COVID? Exactly. Week 200.
Yeah. I love how we just went right back to right.
We're like normalizing COVID and quarantine.
Like, it's pretty normal.
It's like phone, wallet, keys, mask. Yeah,
for real. It's crazy. It really is crazy. But guys, so this week, Michelle, we can tell you what we did this week.
Sure. Bring it down.
We definitely we're gonna go straight forward to what we're gonna talk about, or you want to give a little bit of what you did this week? Because I'm like,
what are you feeling? You want to jump right into it, Sudie? How are you feeling?
I guess this will add to it. So this week I was in Atlanta visiting my family.
Yes, happy birthday to your mama, yes, Caridad.
Shout out to her. And I was hanging out with my family, and then we were talking about Cuties on Netflix. You know, everyone's talking about the movie. Everyone's like, yo, and I was like, all right, I have to pay attention to this and watch it. So, of course, my family has cable. They can afford Netflix. So, I used their Netflix account, and I started watching it. And at first, I was like, what the hell's all the hype about? Like, nothing crazy. Because, you know, people were going ham on
people
social
are going
media.
Crazy, yeah.
Going ham, especially on Twitter. I was like, all right, I gotta watch this. And then my nephew asked me if he could watch it, too. And I was like, I don't know
about you're that. Like, I know you're also 11, and the film is talking about 11-year-old girls, but I don't know if it's okay for you to watch it. Isn't that weird?
Right, yeah.
He's probably like, auntie, the kids are my age in the movie, but you don't see him, like, that grown to be watching something
To be
like
watching
that.
It, because I'm like, would he understand the message, or he would just look at the girls and be like, oh, shoot.
Like, I'm cracking up, because you know when you were 11, you definitely, I was listening to the thong song, I was listening to my neck and my back, and now my back just hurts, because of scoliosis. You see how that works?
It's sick of life.
Gasolina, culo. You see how it brings it back?
Yeah, so then I decided to watch Cuties, and then I texted Michelle. I said, we have to talk about this. And I said, watch it. This shit is crazy. So we did, and here we are.
And so, you know how we are. We never talk about anything deep or heavy. Yeah. It's all lighthearted. Pedophilia. Wait, I always say it wrong.
Yeah, it's pedophilia.
Yes, it's pedophilia. I always say the wrong thing.
And I didn't understand why people were correlating pedophilia with the movie, and I get it now. All right, so...
Okay.
For people that don't know, Cuties.
Yeah. It's a movie. I mean, like, the first thing people are, off the bat, people are seeing the poster, right?
Yes.
On Netflix. And it's these four girls, and they're dressed, they look like little cheerleaders, kind of dancers, but they're posing in kind of, like, provocative dance poses, right?
Yeah.
Like, squatting and twerking, sticking out their butt and their facial expressions. So people start going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then, even I signed a petition to remove the poster from Netflix, you know? Which is interesting, Sudie, because when we did more research, the original poster wasn't the poster that Netflix displayed.
Yes, right. It was a different poster.
Of them shopping. And it was four girls, like, skipping on the street shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so let's break down the movie to them first.
Yeah, okay. So Cuties is a French movie.
Yeah.
On Netflix, about a group of 11-year-old girls.
Yeah, so it's four of them. The main protagonist in this is this 11-year-old French Senegalese young girl. And basically, she's torn between two cultures, right? Her parents are immigrants from Senegal, and they are very strict, religious. And, I mean, you don't see her dad in it, but, I mean, we explain why. And then the other culture is the young girls. They're more, like, on the Western vibe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then what happens? So in the beginning, she's the bully. She's the one that gets bullied. She's the loner chick. And the other girls seem very, like, mature and popular and glitter and glam and dancing.
Right, and then you see how she's just trying to fit in. She's trying to be just like those girls. She's a lot different, you know, more conservative. She has to cover up, and these girls are, like, open.
You can tell she's, like, ashamed of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, her clothes aren't, like, the best, tightest clothes. They're sweaters, and they're baggy. And she just wants to fit in, and that's why I was like, this is so relatable.
Right.
I feel like when I think back of, like, identity and trying to appease people and trying to fit in the crowd, I only think about middle school. Because I feel like when we hit high school, it was like, I don't, for me personally, I don't remember trying to fit in high school. I remember in middle school trying to like be cool with the popular girls and, you know, oh my God, they're wearing limited too. I want to wear limited too. And they're wearing their outfits. And so when she was doing that, I was like, girl, I know exactly. I was like, why is she trying to be friends with the people that are bullying her? Like when they threw a rock, they dead ass hit her on the forehead too. Do you remember that?
Right,
I was like, I was like, damn, these kids are so mean, but that actually is really real, like how kids are.
It's so real and that's why it was like, okay, I see the message that the writer and the producers were trying to do, the directors. I was like, okay, I see where it was going. And then it turned into, then I think it was scene, though, actually maybe 10 minutes into the film, you see the little girl that she's dancing in the laundromat. This is spoilers for those who have not watched it, guys. So if you have not watched it, like...
Oh, yeah, spoiler. She's wearing leather pants.
Yeah, she's wearing leather pants and a crop top shirt. She's 11 years old doing laundry. Realistically, in what world are 11-year-olds dressed like that doing laundry? That was the first thing that caught my attention.
She was pop lock dropping it.
Yeah, she was dancing at first because the movie also is supposed to be around dancing and, you know, being art, exploring what you love. And that's what the little girl loved. They all love dancing. But realistically speaking, again, with leather pants, a crop top at 11 years old, like, I didn't grow up seeing that.
No, but also with that, when... I don't know, should we do the reviews of what we read right now, or should we wait until after the whole
thing? Yeah, do after, because I want to hear I haven't heard what you thought about the movie.
That's true, true. All right, so then that happens, and then she meets the girl, and that girl's like the main popular girl. Like, if she doesn't fuck with you, then the rest of the crew is not going to fuck with you. They start talking, they keep picking on her, they make her try to take a picture of that cute new kid's penis, remember that?
Right, she was in a bathroom and then she was like, go ahead and take a picture of his penis while he's peeing, and the peer pressure.
But also she wanted to fit in with that crowd, so what she did is they all wear crop tops, so she took her little brother's shirt because the shirt was really short on her and then it looked like a crop top, and also she stole her cousin's phone relatively close to the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
and I was like, ooh, this girl's stealing already. And I was like, yo, it's crazy what kind of extreme measurements like kids will go to like to fit in and to be cool and stuff.
Yeah, and then she it just changes. Her attitude changes. She starts to become more like those girls.
It was because yes. The way her attitude changes is because she stole her cousin's phone, and on the phone she took a picture of herself doing a duck face.
Yeah, and then she put the filter with the makeup on too.
And then afterwards she started getting instant likes.
Yes,
and that's what she was like, oh man, it was kind of like a drug to her. Like, oh my god, it's like a confident booster. It's
right.
Like, oh, no one's noticed me, but now online it's like, whoa.
Right.
And that's where it kind of started her attitude changing.
As bad as I think it is, because of how it was executed, I think the message, there's so many messages there a lot of us can relate to.
It was so
especially
relatable.
Us girls, we can relate to that. Anybody who grew up in a generation of social media can relate to it. Anybody who's an immigrant can relate to it.
There's so many things. I was like, I remember crying at one point of it, but then, so then that happened, and then...
And the main part that is my issue, pedophiles can relate to it. That's where my issue with the film is. But yeah, so we're going to continue, like, talking about, like, breaking it down.
So then that happened. What's next?
Yeah. So then she changes. She dances. She finally joins a group.
She keeps creeping out of it. She keeps leaving. She's, like, babysitting the little brother.
Because of course, immigrant parents
oh, my God, I
work.
Felt that. Shout out to my older brother, Miguel, always taking care of us when my parents had to be there.
Yeah.
And then this is all happening. This is also a crucial part of the film. She's running away, like, creeping on the girls, dancing and stuff, wanting to be a part of it. This is all happening while her father is marrying another woman. They're preparing a room next to her mom for the new bride with the father. And the mom just has to kind of suck it up, and just because that's part of the culture. And she had to call people and tell them, like, that she's cool with her husband marrying another woman, if not because she will be, like, disgraced. And, you know, that's what the right thing for a woman to be. And I was like, holding, I was like, that can never be me. And that's how big, religion plays a part of it and stuff. Right,
yeah. So then eventually you see them hanging out. She becomes friends with the girls, and now she's learning the dance moves that the girls are doing. Because yeah. I don't want to, like, tell the, like, feel, like, oh, like, scene from by beat. Scene. Yeah, I just want to get to, like, the points that make this controversial.
That's true.
So she joins the group.
They kick out the chunky girl. Yeah, the chunky that, that's chick. Crucial because yeah. she starts having eating disorder because yeah. she starts throwing up.
Yeah, they, like, slightly put it in. So, again, like, if you really pay attention to the movie, you start to
you're going
like,
to catch a lot of things that is, it's so true. Yeah. Sudi, I remember trying to be on a diet since I was in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. like, but why am I trying to be on a diet since, like,
right.
Oh, when I was 11 or 10.
Right, yeah.
And that's why I was like, and then she was a chunkier one. And right. then obviously she felt the type of way. Mm-hmm. So she got out and then.
Yeah, know. Like the crop top scene definitely, like I was saying, like pulling up my skirt because I wanted to be like, have like a shorter skirt because I wanted the guys to notice me. And again, like the things that you see in there, the girls wearing scampy clothes.
Yeah. I'm so surprised they didn't like stuff their bra.
Yeah.
That was such a middle school thing. That was such a middle school thing. Yeah,
for sure. So like those, when you see the girls dressed like that, you want to ask, like, what's the purpose of that? But it's, again, relatable. Girls were actually doing that at that age. Not every girl, obviously, but, like,
a lot of
girls were doing that. They wanted to fit in. So, yeah, so she finally gets in. She starts dancing and dance moves. She's actually practicing
with the phone that she stole from her cousin. Mm-hmm. She recorded the girls practicing because that's how she started. That's how she was, like, recruited to the group. And then she was practicing every single day.
Yeah. And that was the thing. I was like, it shows that they actually have talent. And not just, like, girls twerking just for the sake of the film, which is what I thought before I watched the
movie. And they're also passionate about something, which is dancing.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, people who are giving... I wanted to actually... watch the movie to give my opinion on it because I know everybody's that a lot giving of people opinion
without
just,
watching it.
Yeah, you know? I think just based on like what everybody's saying and based on the poster, that's what everybody's like, oh, I know this is crazy.
Yeah.
But you actually have to watch the movie. Like for real, you have to watch it. So she becomes popular. They wanna join a dance competition. That's like the ultimate thing that they want.
Win a lot of money.
Yeah, to win the competition. So so then you start seeing they're practicing the dances. And when they're practicing the dances, I was like, you can show them practicing. Then you see them with the little booty shorts. And then they start, like, smacking each other on the ass. They start, like, it was in the panning of the camera.
That's how I felt. The camera's, like, zooming in on their butts.
On their vaginas, on their butts. On their thighs. Like, on their thighs. And that was the part that I was just like, why was the purpose of this? Are you guys also trying to bring attention to the sexualization of little girls in television and in film? I'm like, if you're trying to do that by showing that, you obviously did like the exact opposite that you were trying to do for me. I'm like, you're trying to bring awareness to this, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to show it.
Yeah.
And by showing it, you are actually playing a part in the issue. Because, again, when I was saying like earlier, the pedophilia was the thing that came to my mind was these men who are watching this are having a blast with this.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You're trying to bring attention. Parents, look at your children. Look at society and social media is influencing them. But for me, the uncomfortability of it, you know, people say, like, if it's making you uncomfortable, then it's doing this what it's supposed to do.
Mm.
You hear when people say that? I don't know if this was the one that I wanted to feel uncomfortable about.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I could have done without feeling uncomfortable.
I felt like when they were practicing or during the competition, it was like very long. And I was like, can I skip some of this? Because it was very uncomfortable.
Mm.
But my opinions are so like torn because I totally get everything that she wanted to do. And I think she executed some of them really well. And the director that did it. And because it stems from her growing up as French, Senegalese girl, like torn between two cultures. So for me, I'm like, damn it, I get it. But
yeah, this was, for me, it was one of those things that you have good intentions, it just didn't execute it right. That's how I feel.
But part
about
of
it.
Me is like, no, I totally get it. Because at the end, when they did the competition, so, okay, everything goes through. She leaves. She's going through a break. Like, you can tell that girl, she's doing all this stuff because she doesn't want to face the fact that her father, she doesn't want to face the fact that her father is going to have a whole new family and stuff. So that was a big issue on that as well. And her trying to find a place in the world. And also her having responsibilities of her little brother. Also her being a young girl. And, like, it was crazy because at one point when the mom found out all the stuff that she was doing, and, you know, she's like, you're dressing like a whore and everything. Like, when the priest came, or, you know, and they, like, touched her head and prayed on the little girl, he told the mom, like, there's no evil here. There's no, you know, because she's like, what's going on? Why is my daughter like that? And I was like, oh, my God. Like, when religion sometimes holds back little kids, like, why can't we explore? Why can't we question? Why can't we doubt things? It's like, we hit puberty, but it's like, we have to be ashamed of things. And how are they, how is she ever going to feel comfortable, like, going to her mom talking about this? And I think that was also a thing that they wanted to show.
Right.
And when I mean, the part that skeeved me out is when, like, she took a picture of her vagina.
Yeah. So there's a scene in the movie where we mentioned earlier, she steals her cousin's cell phone, and then her cousin finds out that she stole it. So her cousin's like, what are you doing? Give it back
to me. Oh, that was weird.
And then she was like, no. And then they're, like, fighting back and forth with the phone. And her first instant reaction is to start taking off, like, her clothes to seduce her cousin.
But you know that stems from, like, when she started dancing at the laser. When they snuck into a laser tag place. They got caught by the security guards. And then they were like, no, we're dancers. Don't call our parents or we can't go to the competition. So she starts, like, dancing and twerking.
Yeah.
And then, like, somehow they got away with it. The security guards are like, all right, leave. So then so I think she's probably like, oh, look at this power that I have now. Right. Me trying to own my whole, like, my sexualness or my sensual, whatever it is. So I think that's why she did it with her cousin. It was so creepy, though.
There was somebody that was talking about, like, when I was reading reviews about, like, oh, it's about little girls owning their sexuality and just, like, owning who they are. And I'm like, at 11 years old, you shouldn't be doing that.
That's not what I got from that.
And then I'm like, and that was essentially the people that were, like, not defending the film, but the people that have a different opinion on the film were saying that. It was like, there is about women empowerment and different things like that. And I'm like, women empowerment, it starts at a very young age. There's a different way to do it. It's like, and I feel like I was sounding like a parent. I was like, look at her wearing this. Like, how dare she?
No, I was thinking the same thing.
And then I remember when our parents used to say that to us. And we used to say, oh my God, they're so old. Like, look at them just criticizing us for what we're wearing. But in reality, there's a truth to it.
Yeah.
That when you see a little girl wearing certain outfits, it's not about, like, for me, it's not about, like, freedom of, like, letting them be who they are. It's literally protecting your child. Like,
world that we live in is full of pedophiles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it as, like, what did you say? Embracing their sexuality
and becoming, like, the becoming who they are.
Yeah, I didn't get that part. I seen, like, the film at the end when they did the competition, everybody was booing. And throughout the film, so I don't think that they're condoning, like, these kids getting, like, over-sexualized. I think they're doing the opposite. But I'm torn because it's, like, I see what they're doing and I think they do the opposite, but it was weird when they were, like, panning to, like, the butt and stuff like that.
The biggest issue for me is, like, in a world of pedophilia right now, we are literally experiencing a new pandemic, which is pedophilia. And it's not a new pandemic.
It's been happening, though.
But this is just being more exposed, you're saying?
Is it the all-time high or is it just being more exposed?
It's more exposed, and I feel like it's at an all-time high because of pedophiles feeling that they also have a voice and they also have a place in the conversation.
Yeah.
So which just brings a different brand new topic about, like, what does that do for the world pedophilia, right? Because that's, like I said earlier, that was the first thing that my mind went to. It's like, you know, the extreme level of child pornography, child pedophilia, all these different things, sex trafficking is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And then you put this out there. And I get it, you wanted to make noise, and it is making noise, but it's coming with a price. It's coming with a price, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go back to the scene of her, like, trying to take care of her clothes to seduce her cousin. Ugh. to give her back the phone, because she was like, oh, shit, I guess I have to do this. And then, again, she probably sees that in films. She probably sees it in surroundings, so she's thinking that's also the norm. And, again, the director's trying to bring attention to how society
and the media play a role as a young girl.
And then she runs into the bathroom. She decides to pull her pants down and her underwear down, and then she puts her phone between her legs and take a picture of her vagina. And I was like, okay. She wanted to break. The director wanted to be graphic. She was like, I need you to see this. I need you to, like, pay attention to it. But I'm like, I didn't want to see an 11-year-old girl take a picture of her vagina and post it on social media.
I mean, okay, wait, hold on. We didn't see the vagina.
But it's clearly, like, in there. Like, if she would have panned it in a different angle, I would have been like, okay, I can see what they're doing. You know, you in film, you know certain angles already show the viewers what is happening.
So you feel like she could have done it more tasteful.
Like, yeah, wait, alluding to it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then again, I think the director wanted to be, I'm assuming she wanted to be explicit as possible. That's why she didn't care about the shots or how it, she was like, let's just show it for what it is. Is that, that's it. Girls do it. And let's just show
I mean, the truth, the thing is, in middle school, that a lot of girls used to, they got in trouble for sending nudes and things like that. And in my head, I'm going back and forth with, like, we shouldn't be showing this. But it's one of those things, it's like, parents are like, I'm going to hide this from you so you don't do it. But then you're gonna see it somewhere else.
Right.
So it's like, so in my mind, I'm like, but why would you show this? And it's like, well, why not show this if this is what it, this is what does happen in little girls' lives. I keep going back and forth.
And also, but I think the most important part that it's important to mention is that these girls are real, in real life 11 years old.
That's a
so thing. If you wanted to do that, that's fine. You wanted to be explicit and as clear as day, but you're utilizing 11-year-old girls to do this. So are you explaining to these actress, 11-year-old actress, what they're doing?
We confirm that they're really 11 in real life.
Yeah, they're 11. So the main girl's 11, and the two other girls are, actually the parents didn't even want to reveal their ages because they were afraid of the backlash from what I read. Oof. And when the main girl's 11, the girl with the long blonde hair, she's 14. The blonde chick, the blonde little girl, I believe she's 12. And the other black girl, I believe she's turning 14, or she's 13 going on 14. So these girls are between the ages of 11 and 14 years old.
So the main girl's 11.
Yes. So they're going between those ages. And I'm thinking, like, when they were auditioning and they had to shake their ass in front of the
God.
Pad, that's so but that's what I'm saying. It's not just so much of a film. It's so much more that goes to it. To get to the film. Like, you had to do so much shit to get to the film to even get to that place.
Yeah.
And then the film wins a few awards at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I see. They won a few films. Then I do a little research, and I found out that one of the founders of the Sundance Film Festival was arrested for child pornography.
Oh, no.
He was one of the co-founders a few years ago. He gets arrested for that. He gets arrested for, like, indecency behavior around children. So, like, when you
start... Is he still a part of Sundance?
No, he's locked up. He's locked up. So, he was one of the co-founders. So, when you, like, start digging and more and more... And you start
seeing that, you're like, who else in Sundance?
Exactly. To me, it's not just a film. This movie, to me, is not a film, just a film. And I think that's why it's bringing so much conflict. And people have so many different opinions. I don't know. Did the mom tell the girl, hey, when you go to this audition, you're going to shake your ass in front of these men, but don't think that that's the norm? Like, how do you explain it's that like, to a young actress?
We're
going to
show them that this is what's wrong.
And and when she was taking a fit, hey, so now you're going to put the phone in your vagina, and then you're going to take a photo of that, and then, like, how do you explain that scene to an 11-year-old?
Yeah, no, it's, but you know what's wild, Judy, is that, so when America took it, like, fuck cuties, we're like, we're not fucking with this shit. But then in Senegal, it was praised. The film was praised. They were so excited. The story was centered around 11-year-old, like, immigrant, like, you know, girl. So it, torn between two cultures. So then a lot of the girls are probably like, oh, wow, I saw myself in her going through all this stuff. So it's like perspective of like, who's the one watching it?
Right. It's the perspective. And exactly what it is. It's the perspective of who's watching. Are you trying to send a message to the parents? Are you trying to send a message to the kids? Are you trying to send a message to the media? Like,
it's both. I think it's all.
And
isn't that
what film is? Art is. You leave it up for interpretation and people like choose what they want to get from it.
Yeah.
But then again, I go back
but to it's like how old, but how, like, how old... Damn, it's like, if you're trying to do it for 11-year-old girls, do you get 16-year-old girls?
Exactly,
or,
right.
Or, like, what is the right age? Like, right. I remember when the movie 13 came out in here in America, and they were 13 years old, only 2 years older than 11. But for some reason, those 2 years, it sounds crazy. I guess because when you turn 13, you're, like, technically a teenager.
Yeah.
But you're still so young, and you were only 2 years from being 11.
Yeah.
But it's something about being 11, and, like, you know, it's like... Yeah. You're so little. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's why I keep going back and forth, because I definitely get the woman's message. And, you know, she definitely wrote it because of her own experience.
Right.
But I'm like, it definitely could have been executed in a different way.
Different way.
But then, so did she execute it this way to make that statement? To be like, hey, listen, the world does hypersexualize women. And if we don't have these conversations with our girls, regardless of religion, regardless of your beliefs or whatever, they're going to be ingrained by it some other way. Like, we, Sudi, we were listening to My Neck and My Back. We were listening to the thong song. I remember
I remember when my parents would have parties and they would bring their children over, me and the children would chill in my room or my parents' room. We would lock the door. I would play the CD and we would be bumping and grinding.
Right.
Just like trying to own it and stuff.
Yeah, I literally remember we had a talent show in middle school and we wanted to dance Naughty Girl by Beyonce. I was 12 years old and my dance crew, we was like, yo, we gonna fuck shit up at this talent show, yo.
Do you remember the name of your group?
I don't remember the name of it, but I remember we had to perform it, obviously, in front of our parents first. My parents had to give us the okay because that's the kind of parent my mom was. She was like, you're not gonna do nothing without my okay.
Okay.
So, because my mom knew how important it is to protect your child, especially little girls, so she would be like, all right, let me see the dance. And then me and my dance crew get ready, we're like, yo, what the fuck, shut up. Yeah,
bam.
Yeah. I'm serious. And we play Naughty Girl by Beyonce. I don't know if you guys heard that song.
The
first line of the song is, I'm feeling sexy. That's the first part. And then I go all the way down to my leg. And I like go like this and like I rub my leg all the way up and I'm like, feeling sexy like this. And my mom immediately goes, no. She stops the song right then and there. She says, cracking. What the heck is this, Sudie? I was like, do you like it, Mom? You didn't even let me finish. And she's like, you're not dancing that song. And I was like, what? I was so mad. I was like, my mom never lets me be my own self. Like, and as an 11-year-old, you don't understand that. And that's what I'm saying, that if they are actress at 11 years old and they have to do all these things without an explanation, I hope somebody was there teaching them on set what's happening, like guiding them through that. I didn't understand that my dance was not appropriate.
Yeah.
I thought my mom was just being a pain in the ass and she just wanted to be an asshole and not let me be free. But in reality, she was protecting me. She's like, there's no way you should be dancing like that at 11, 12 years old.
So, like, do you feel like if you're 16, that's different? Like,
no, not even at 16.
I tried at 16 to do a dance and my mom was absolutely
Didn't you learn at 12? It's not gonna be the same.
No, but like when I think about it, like I'm like, 11's too young. But then I think about 15, 16, I'm like, that's too young too. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, but at that age, you can kind of. They kind of know that their behavior is either okay or not okay. I think
when you're 16,
yeah,
like you know what you're doing,
right? Because if my mom would have told me at 16, I probably would have understood more. Maybe like, no, you can't dance like that because it's inappropriate.
But versus you still would have done it behind her back because that's also the rebellious years too. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I'm gonna do it.
Yes, I think my middle school ages were the most rebellious ages of my life.
That's what I'm saying too. Mm-hmm. It's so rebellious. Yeah. It's like regardless of what your parents tell you, you're gonna do it.
Right.
I mean, I was a little bitch ass in middle school. So I couldn't, but I tried. Like,
yeah,
I tried
to. You try, exactly. You technically couldn't if your parents are very strict, but
we always found
a way to do something that we were not supposed to do that was inappropriate. And I always, when the girls were dancing, because I was like, I get it. Girls don't want to dance. I wanted to dance at that age. I wanted to be a dancer.
My milkshake brings up the voice of the yard. All these songs that we know that we still bump today as a woman is like from when we were 12 and 11.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And then when I say about like the whole sexualizing of women and of little girls and the pandemic that we're having with pedophilia, I think about like the recent SB 145 bill that passed in California that it kind of much is like, like, hey, listen, you can fuck a 14-year-old girl if you're 24.
No, that's disgusting. Like, yeah, that is so disgusting.
It's so gross. And now it's like normalizing this because now it's a bigger problem. The people at the top are the ones benefiting from pedophilia and all these things. We have examples like Jeffrey Epstein. We have examples like the Donald Trump of this country. R. Kelly. It's repeatedly over and over and over again.
Wait, so this bill just got passed?
This bill passed about 3 weeks ago, actually, 3 weeks ago, and it's in California. So if you are 10 years, so the difference between the person that you have sex is 10 years, it's okay. It's not considered.
It has to be 10 years.
Yeah, you don't get labeled. You don't get. You don't have to register as a sex offender. You know how if you're a sex offender, you have to register.
Okay, but what's the minimum of when you can have sex? Like, can you be 4 and then a 4?
That's what I was thinking. So I'm like, what is happening if the difference is 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, are you not taking into accountability that they're probably thinking like, no, nobody's going to fuck a 4-year-old and then I'm thinking a 14.
Like, if the legal age, okay, so is what's the legal age now then? Like,
Yeah, in California, that's what a lot of people are fighting this now because it's not like they didn't create a limitation. They were just like 10 years old, you don't have to register as a sex offender or if you get arrested for that. It's still illegal. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have sex, if my mom was like, hey, I grant you the permission to be with my daughter if you're 10 years old.
The legal age of California for sexual intercourse is 18.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
Wait, what do you mean? How is that crazy?
No, it's 18, right? But then you're allowing the age to be 10.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. If it's 18, I'm thinking, is it 18 to 28? Is it? But then when you get to that point, if you're already 18 is legal, that yeah, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You can have sex with a 40-year-old. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what is this bill then?
Exactly. This bill is directly talking about underage kids. Because they're not talking about a 28-year-old fucking dating an 18-year-old. They're talking about children here. And we have to pay attention to these things like this. Why are they passing bills like that? Why is no one making any noise? How are we just allowing this to happen? And then you see films like this, it's like, oh, another one that's just like promoting this. That's why, to me, I wasn't conflicted. I was more angry and I was more upset that this was even happening. We are in a pandemic of pedophilia right now, and we have to be more cautious on the things that we're putting out there. I was reading that a lot of pedophilia sites are actually promoting this movie, and they're like taking clips from it, and they're like passing it around. I even found out about the pedophilia flag that I had no idea even existed.
That's disgusting.
I was like, is this for real? Like, what is happening here? And we don't pay attention to this because, again, it's probably not affecting.
It's not around us.
Right.
Like, me hearing this, I'm like, there's no way this could be true. But then in my head, I'm like, I feel low-key, like, pedophiles around the world. All the people in the highest percentages, I'm thinking like, oh, white men, they're definitely like the most powerful pedophiles in the world.
Yeah. And it's, we need to be more careful. Yo, it's so crazy. You get old and you're like, yo, if I have a kid, I'm going to be like, you can't wear this. You can't do that. You can't do that. And that's exactly how our parents were thinking. And there's obviously there's no way that you can protect your children, but you can try.
You can protect your children, you know, obviously to a certain extent.
To an extent, yeah. Because,
you know, and
again,
teach them, yeah.
Because we're going to do what we want to do anyway, but still teach them and talk to them about that. Like, if you watch that movie with your children, I hope that you were actually going down the line like, and you shouldn't do this.
That's what I read.
Don't
yeah.
Do that, and then pay attention to this.
Yeah, in the article, in the articles that I was reading, there was this woman that said that she saw the poster, she was disgusted by it, and then she said that her 12-year-old daughter watched it, and she told her mom, like, please watch it with me. And then they watched it together, and she was breaking it down for her. And then at the end of it, she said that her and her daughter came out of it with such good conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it sucks because I remember when having strict parents, you don't feel like you can come to them when you're feeling stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's the thin line of, like, you know, I don't want... Like, we never as women talk about girls going through puberty and feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about it with men. You know, like, oh, when a boy has his first wet dream, that's when he hits puberty. And that, and like, we've already normalized him having a wet dream. And then he's probably going to masturbate. And, you know, and female masturbation is so taboo, and I always talk about it, how I want to normalize it and everything. But then what if someone hears me say that and then they're like, oh, that's so, you know, people can perceive that and be like, that's so weird, why would you talk about that? But then kids are freaking humping their pillows in the bathroom at ages 13, 14, 15 because they feel like they're alone in the world and no one. So it's like, I get it though, and there is a thin line of like talking to your kids, making it feel comfortable versus, like, you can't make the kids feel too comfortable because they're going to be, we don't want, you know, our kids be sucking dick and shit in, like, sixth, seventh grade because they have, like, no, let's bring it back and let's talk about it.
Right. So, it's a thin line because at 11 years old, I'm thinking about my 11-year-old self, and my mom would have sat me down and tried to explain to me, like, if we watched a film and she was trying to explain it to me, I don't know if I had the mental capacity to understand what she's telling me at 11 years old, to be honest. To be honest, I don't know. I will sit there and just be like, okay, all right. My mom's talking to me about this. I just watch a movie about girls dancing, and then my mom is telling me about something else.
Oh, we're definitely going to get the cue.
How do you have an adult conversation about the film with an 11-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, how?
This is the thing. I still think that the conversation should still be having. You're saying that the film shouldn't even be there.
Yeah.
Or...
I don't think the film shouldn't be there. I think
it
those scenes should have been taken out. The film could have been extremely well done. I still got the part about the girl dealing with her culture, her both cultures. I got all that.
I cried, actually. All that. It was the end with the mom, and daughter.
And I would have gotten it even if those scenes were not there.
Let's talk about that. Exactly. I agree. And Sudi, you said that
when you did research, you found out that the actual film's actually much longer than the one Netflix did. Therefore, the one that we're watching as Americans, it's filtered.
Yeah.
They took out the scenes that there was more, like, innuendos of, like, sexual activities of, like, them, I guess, like, slapping each other's butts more, like, you know, alluding to that. So I'm like, damn, you guys cut stuff and still left this. So I do agree that the movie still would have hit all the messages that we got. It still would have hit if the uncomfortableness of, like, zooming in on their body parts and doing that as well. And I'm like, damn, yeah. I wonder now, like, how that would have been, like, how I would have perceived it, because I still understand at the end of the day what the director's trying to do and, like, the point of the point of her doing that, even though I might not agree with it because of the world that we live in. I might not agree with it, but I understand why she's doing that, because it's true. And, you know, the director said that she received death threats and everything, and people are questioning her character, and she's saying, like, she's like, what everyone is accusing this film of doing is a complete opposite. But just like you said, like, people interpret things differently. Right. And in your mind, you're like, she missed the mark on this one.
Yeah.
I get what she was trying to execute. But by executing that, she became part of the problem.
Right. Yeah. That's what I took away from it.
And then probably in her eyes, she's probably like, well, if I don't show this, then it's part of the problem too, because of the lack of awareness of young girls going through this, like, you know, girlhood, torn between cultures, media influencing sexuality, like, things like that. So in her mind, she's probably like, I have to show this, because if a girl is this age and she's seeing this, or a parent of, you know, immigrant parents watching this, they're like, oh shit, I have to talk to my kid about this, because if not, like, then she can be part of the QD squad.
Right.
So, like, that's how I'm picturing it. And I'm like, damn, yo. I want it to come out like I'm defending pedophiles at all. It's just, like, my interpretation of the film. There's so many things. It's very layered.
Yeah.
But I'll never be okay with the poster or with the twerking. It's so weird. Yeah. Because they're so little and they're, like, twerking. It looks like Tina, like.
And again, like, I know it's, like, we're saying, like, twerking, but in reality, like, the way it would think was sensual. Like, the girls putting their hands, their fingers in there. And then there was a scene. No, I don't know. It's just, like, I cannot not understand how she missed the mark like that. I don't understand what was the point of her doing that. There was a scene where it just, like, slow motion of the girls, like, doing sexual things
long.
On camera.
That was so uncomfortably long.
Why? That's my question. Why did you put that there?
It was so uncomfortably long. Like, I was like, I have to I'm not gonna lie, I fast forwarded, like, 10 seconds.
So
it was really
weird.
Uncomfortable. And, like, I think in her mind, it's because the audience, like, you know, it was during the competition, and then the audience was watching it, and they were booing them.
This was when they were rehearsing.
Oh, rehearsing.
Yeah.
When Amy brought in the new dance moves. Because remember, Amy was watching the stolen phone, and she was watching, like, a twerk video.
Yeah.
Or, like, I thought it was, like, porn for a second, or a stripper music, whatever it was. And then she incorporated those dance moves into Cuties, too.
Right. Yeah. And then she's teaching them how to be sensual, how to be sexy. And she's like, no, put your finger in your mouth like this, and then turn your head like that. Yeah. Obviously, she doesn't know this. She just learned
Amy
it from the music
Amy
video.
Amy is just trying to be cool. Like, she's overcompensating so much because she's like, everybody thinks I'm a loser.
Right.
So she's like, I'm going to get this phone. I'm going to look up the different dance moves and I'm going to bring it to them. Like,
right.
You need me. Like, I can be part of this crew.
Yeah. And then those were the scenes. And then there's another scene where, like, when they at the actual dance competition, when they are, again, you can teach them, you can show them dancing inappropriately. Why pan into their ass like that? Why pan into their vaginas
like
that?
I'm over here like, let me look at the name of every cameraman. Like, do you feel comfortable doing that? Like, zooming into that? Like,
And that's what I'm saying. Even the parts of the sensual dancing, you could, if you wanted to show the mark, like, prove the point, you could have still done it.
You could have done it, like, in a taste, like, more tasteful way.
Yeah, you could have still done that. If you still wanted to show the girls dancing in a sensual way, you could have still done that. And then you see, like, the judge, like, there's a one male guy that's like, oof, that he's just, like, looking at them, like, with, like, extreme desire. And there's another white guy in the audience that, like, where all the
he's
parents
like, yeah,
are shaking
yeah,
their
yeah.
He's like, yeah.
And then the other, the mom's like, oh no, don't watch this. And they, like, covered her eyes.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So I wonder, like, so since it got praise in Senegal, it didn't get praise here in America at all. It got literally a backlash. Do you think that, like, when she was doing this, she had to know this was going to be controversial?
Of course.
Right? She had to.
Yeah.
And she still made the decision to do it.
Right.
And
Man. And just like Netflix, and Netflix is getting the back end of it too, because Netflix knew what it was. They had to edit it to make it clean enough for us to watch it.
Why would they even change a poster?
Like, why? Exactly. I get it, like, every country, they do, like, different posters for every country so it resonates more. Like, that's how just marketing works. But, like, you went with that poster versus the poster that the first one, that it was fine, completely okay. So, and then when you receive backlash for the poster, right, they ended up changing the poster.
Yeah, they ended up changing the cover art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you knew what was about to happen. If people were already criticizing the cover art, you already knew that people were going to criticize the film.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and some then, people like, didn't even want to watch it.
Didn't even want to watch it. And that's why people are now canceling the Netflix subscription. And they're like, you're also participating in that. Like, I wouldn't, obviously, I'm not going to the point that I'm unsubscribing from Netflix because of the film, because actually if you look into Netflix, we don't even have Netflix though. I know, somebody else.
We use it like our ex boyfriend Netflix.
Yeah, so that won't happen at all. But I'm just saying, like, even I can't even say, like, because of this film I'm canceling Netflix, because if you go down Netflix rabbit hole, you will find some wild shit in there too.
Of course.
Like some wild shit. I'm like, oh shit, how the fuck this made it into Netflix? And it was so interesting because I was trying to watch Cuties on Netflix at my family's house, right? And I'm on my little nephew's account, and Cuties is not popping up. And I'm like, why am I putting it in? You know how it's like mom, dad, So I was on his, and then it's because of the parental control. You were not even allowed to watch Cuties because they knew how extreme it is. Oh, man. You know? So I was just like, oh, shit, why can't I watch it? And I had to go into my brother's account, and I was like, oh, I can watch it now.
Oh, that's so weird when it's, like, blocking kids that are the same age of the film. But you know what's crazy? I'm always going back and forth because there's so many shows. Cuties isn't the first thing that they've exploited, like, you know, little kids and stuff. Like, we grew up with, like, in Degrassi when Manny had her thong the first day of freshman year, God, and they panned in her ass. Like it's not the first thing, but do you remember? I remember her bejeweled blue thong.
I remember her thong.
Wanting one.
Yeah.
And, and then that's when she became cool, and she had it so high, and her tight jeans and everything.
Right.
So it's like, Cuties isn't the first film to ever do this with kids. I think it's just
it's the climate of where we're in right now.
Then the poster and the attention, and then I know I've been reading that a lot of like right wing conservatives are using this. They're using this Cuties to, like, you know, I guess like push more of their agenda and stuff. But and I'm like, man,
the agenda for what? For like,
oh, like
how they pedophile? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Right. I'm cracking up. Like, if right wing aren't wild pedophiles, but I mean, Democrats, Republicans, they're all in the same pedophile ring.
Yeah. Because when they were all at Jeffrey Epstein chilling with them, it was not like, oh, you're Republican.
Nah, it was blue and red. It turned purple. Okay. It turned purple real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the color of pedophile. Purple.
Purple.
We harmonized really well with them right there. So, man, no, that's just...
I would suggest you guys watching it, you come up with your own, you know, ideas and what you got away from the film. But I think it's actually something that I like the fact that we are talking about it, that the film, I guess, if she got what she wanted,
she's like, y'all talking about it, and so like, Sudi, okay, so if you had, say you had a kid, you know, God forbid, because we know you don't, so I don't want to curse you like that, but if you did have a kid and they were like 11 or 10 or whatever, and they were, you know, exploring puberty and stuff, would you show them that film with you, like, while you're there with them?
I don't know. And that was the thing about my nephew that I was mentioning earlier, that he wanted to watch it with me. Yeah. And then I was like, how am I equipped enough to explain to him? I'm not a mother. I'm his aunt. Like, I don't know how to explain it to him in a way. That's why I don't want kids, because I don't even want to figure it out.
Also,
so it's like, he's sitting there and he's like, but they're my age.
Yeah.
He literally said that. He was like, but they're my age. And I'm like, he's right.
But Sudi, it's kind of like, you know how we're like trying to protect our kids and stuff, but you were like, how in the world can our parents give us an adult talk at 11? So if you have a little girl or a little girl is watching it, they're not gonna think anything of the zoom in on the butts and they're like, they're not gonna think anything of it. They're gonna be like, wow, like, I like your glitter, I love the outfit. If I was 11, I would be like, oh my God, I love the dancing outfits, like with the blue and the thing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think anything of it, you know.
But the reason why I brought in my nephew is because it made me realize something different. His 11-year-old is not my 11-year-old. When I was talking to him, he's so much smarter than I was at 11 years old because of all the things. He grew up with social media.
Oh, man.
So everything he has a question about is at his fingertips. He can Google it and find the answer. Me, the things that I didn't understand, I just, that was it.
We had to ask our parents, like, mama, yeah. dad, where do kids come from?
Exactly. And our parents were never going to give us an answer. Exactly. Like, no. He knows what sex is. He knows where baby comes from. Like, all these things
that
I love.
That we were sheltered from. We were sheltered from all these things.
All these
things. Wait, so you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I honestly don't know. Again, I'm not a parent. I don't know what it's like to be a parent in this day and age.
Yo, it has to be hard.
Yeah.
It has to be so hard. Because, like, for so long, I don't remember my parents ever having sex talk with me. They were like, listen, we're gonna shelter everything.
Right.
But can you imagine having a kid now and they're like, no? And they're like, mom, I could just look at him.
Literally, he can just look at it.
Where's sex? And then they can see a penis and they can see a vagina. Yeah. But you know what, though, Sudi? I do, even though my parents were really, like, protective of me and stuff, in middle school, I knew all that. In middle school, all the kids were fisting and getting fingered and stuff. But then again, I thought fingering was when someone puts a finger in their butt. That's how I knew that I was sheltered. I was like, why does everybody want a finger in their butt? And then I figured out years later what fingering actually is.
Yeah. And I think Michelle mentioned fisting. And guys, they weren't actually fisting.
Wait, hold on. I believed it for so many years. I was like, how are they 12 and they're getting fisted? I think Kevin and you debunked that for me not that long ago. They're like, Michelle, you do know that those girls never were getting fisted. I was like, because they came in my neck so hard. They were like, oh, Michelle, you're such a nerd. You never got fisted. I was like, what the fuck? I had my first kiss like 7 years later.
Yes, so because that's awkward. When Michelle first told us that, I was like, what?
Getting fisted.
Getting fisted? I was like, there's no way.
But if you think about it, it's like the little boys are little. You know what? But also, like, to be, like, being sexual in middle school was the cool thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I remember all the girls and the boys were kissing and stuff, and I wasn't allowed to do any of that.
Yeah.
And I always say this because I was friends with everybody in middle school, but my parents were strict, so I wasn't allowed to hang out with them. And I wasn't allowed to hang out with my friends and stuff. And because my older brother was there, he wasn't going to... Like, what if I didn't have the older brother?
Yeah.
And say I was the oldest person and stuff. Right. Like, and my parents were working just like in the film. Like, you're unsupervised.
Yeah.
So no matter how hard Amy in the film, her mom tried to, like, protect her from all those stuffs, going to church, praying, having all the elders there, there were going to be times that she's unsupervised and what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I always think back about that. If I didn't have my older brother, like, babysitting us, maybe I would have been out there with my friends exploring that side. Whether, you know, I remember middle school, the rave, all the girls were giving head to the kid, like, to the boys, and the boys would make fun of the girls and all that stuff. And I wasn't a part of that culture because of how strict my parents are. Now, years later, I'm happy I wasn't because they all dirty. I'm looking at them like, y'all, I had the same penis in your mouth. I'm so happy. Yeah, God bless.
You know what I'm... Yeah, it's so... Yeah, I was about to actually this question, like, because we pretty much grew up very sheltered, like, both you and I, and our parents were strict.
Yeah.
But I was still, I remember, I was like, I thought, like, drawing vaginas and penis were, like, so cool, and I was like, look at this, and I'm like, and then the penis goes here. Like, what? I vividly remember talking this, but I had no interest in sex. I had no interest in none of that. I was just talking just because I heard it, or I thought that was cool.
That's how it is.
And it just sounded so dumb. And to think about it, I was the most sexual. It was when I was in middle school, like in high school, because by the time, for example, I think about this, right? When parents are trying to give the birds and the bees conversation to your kids as a teenager, teenagers think that they know it all already.
Yeah.
So when the parents are telling you, they're like, oh my God, I already know mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? Versus if you get the birds and the bees conversation at a 12, 11 year old age, I think it's more effective then, now that I'm thinking about it. It's a little more effective because you are now exploring. This is new now.
They're willing to listen to you more. Yeah,
sex. But sex is the first, they're learning about sex now. At 15 to 16, you already heard about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But at a younger age, you are now being introduced to this world. So that's when you should, like, attack it right then and there as a parent. That's my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a parent again. But maybe right then and there at an earlier age versus a later age because of how annoying teenagers are. The thing
they're quite old. They're so annoying.
So annoying. So annoying. And I remember, like, I was like, Mama never wants to let me be free. Like, why can't I be sucking dick like Ashley's doing in the auditorium?
Wait,
like,
but why did I get an argument with Ashley freshman year in high school when she told me she was having sex? I was like, Ashley, go read a book. Damn, my bad, Ashley. You should do your own thing. Oh, she has bad kids now, so I'm happy.
Which Ashley? Your cousin Ashley?
No, not my cousin Ashley. This girl from our high school. Don't you remember when we were sitting down at the table? And then she was like, yeah, man, I had mad sex. She said that it was like an initiation. She's like, if you don't lose your virginity before high school, like, you ain't it. And then I was like, I'm not it. Like, I'm 13. And then I got mad at her because she was talking about sucking dick and stuff. And I was like, Ashley, why is that fun for you? Why are you, like,
talking about that, but obviously, like, I've been so influenced by, like, my parents, my brothers, my family. Right. I was like, why do you talk? But, like, I'm kind of happy because I'm like, why do you talk about that?
Exactly.
But in her mind, it was like, in her mind, that was, like, the cool thing, right? Like, she was exploring that aspect of it, but I just couldn't, like, I guess, understand the time.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, this is stuff. What I do know is that film could have done without those shots.
I still agree.
I stick with that. The movie was, I get the message. You could have done it without the shots, my opinion. And I get the outrage. I completely understand it. And the people that don't understand it, like, come on. That's the part, that I'm like, how you don't understand it? Like, you're entitled to your opinion, right? You're entitled to say, no, I didn't see it like that. No, I don't think it's like... But, like, you also have to know where the other side is coming from. Like, come on.
Like, I don't know. Like, for me, Sudi, I don't think me and you have 100% the same opinion. Mm-hmm. But we can... We understand each other 100%.
100%, right. Ways. Yeah.
It's just perspective of, like, do I feel like... It's important why she hit this mark, and you're like, she didn't hit this mark in my eyes, but I totally understand why. And but the thing is, I feel it all. Like, I do feel why she did that, the parts of that were disgusting, all of it. And that's why I'm like, I have to marinate with this some more and be like, maybe next week I'm like,
and
burn it to the ground. But next week I'm like, okay.
And that's what I did. I watched it 3 times. And then I was telling you guys yesterday, I was like, shit, oh, damn, I didn't even realize this scene the first time I watched it or the second time I watched it. So maybe it's a film that you have to, like, keep watching it to understand it. It's still going to make you uncomfortable. All those scenes are still going to be there. And that's the thing, like, as an adult, if it's making you uncomfortable watching it, what is that? What message is that sending?
Exactly. You know? So, like, hey, so thank you guys so much for, like, hearing us. I really wanted to get your guys' feedback. Do you guys, one, think that Netflix should get canceled for this or not get canceled for this? Do you guys see did Cuties the film hit the mark or did it miss the mark? What else?
Yeah, let us know, because I really do want to hear from everybody else to know what they think about this, because this is very controversial. So yeah, but thank you guys for hearing us out. And
on that note,
enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Don't get in trouble.
If you see a pedophile, beat them up.
Beat them up. And again, down with white supremacy.
Oh man, you already know that's an everyday thing. Oh man, and also Offset and Cardi.
Damn,
that's gonna be for RIP to them.
That's gonna be for the next episode.
Take care, guys.
Bye.